Yes, we have started. Let us get started here now with the Vanguard newspaper. Afeniferi Fashoranti recants, says Adebanjo is acting leader. Says meeting will remain in Ogboidebu. Will fight a process to make Obi president, Adebanjo says. Insist that Afeniferi is not divided. Not quite a neat situation, right?
Yes, it's a bit untidy. So if Adebanjo, Adebanjo is the acting leader, so Fashoranti is still the leader, but he says that the meetings will still remain in Ogboijebu. I think what Afeniferi need to do in future is to, by now, they should have had a permanent headquarters somewhere where they can meet. So this issue of going to where the leader is, but well, that's for them to sort out. As is just to give you the latest development, and the story says that Fashoranti has declared that Adebanjo is the group's acting leader. I don't understand that between leader, but anyway, the meeting is going to take. Meetings will now take place in whatever.
No, like he's back as leader.
No. Adebanjo is the acting leader, while Fashoranti is the leader. You see, the truth is, the way I look at it, I think Fashoranti is so elderly, he can't do these things. But you know the way we do our things. We always personalize things that you cannot say that you have removed him as a leader or Konidao. Let Adebanjo be acting leader. And these are the things that cause confusion. If he's not in a position to be a leader, then he's not a leader. At least you can call him an ex-leader.
Isn't this thing tenor-based? Or is until death do us part?
I don't know their constitution. And they have the right to do... They have the right... Maybe it's a traditional thing like Oba, you know. I don't know. You know. I honestly don't know. But it's caused enough confusion. Anyway, for those who are interested, Adebanjo has now been, endorsed as acting leader. It says here that a statement issued by Fashoranti said the media reports were false. I don't know which media reports were false. But the statement reads that it has come to Fashoranti's knowledge that some sections of the media, especially the social media, have been ascribing to him false statements designed to cause confusion and polarize Afeniferi. All we need to do, let's get a TV station to go there and interview the man, and let's have clearly what an interview by Adebanjo. Anyway, I hope there'll be some enough of all this back and forth. But Adebanjo was at a function yesterday, he declared again the support for the Afeniferi, as acting leader for Peter Obi. And he said this that I found quite moving. He said Peter Obi is a young man of tomorrow who will rule Nigeria for the good of the people. And I'm here today to support him in order to make his ambition to become president a reality. And so when they were clapping for him, he said, I'm not impressed by your clapping and dancing, and that he wants their action, that it is not a tea party. It means it's a battle where oppressors want to remain. And then Adebanjo, it's quite, and his use of language is also good. It's also funny. He says, fasten your seat belts. Fasten your seat belts. And he said something that was very, very emotional. Very, very emotional. He says, I am an embittered old man, but I have found in Peter Obi a young man to cool me down for a better tomorrow. Wow. So anyway, this is the latest that you do have from this, but Afeniferi need to tidy up.
Right. Our next story here is from The Punch. Lagos Agbero's untouchable because of government backing, driver's president says here in this report.
I have to find time to bring this interview in full. It's in Punch of page 3, and it is quite revealing. Now, the gentleman that is being interviewed here is Mr. Akintade. Sorry, I don't know whether it's chief or doctor or whatever it is, but Akintade. And he is the head of the Joint Drivers Welfare Association, who have been on strike since Monday. What he says here is quite revealing. And he says that, the second reason we embarked on the strike early this year was that the Lagos government introduced a ticket of 800 naira. He says, but after the introduction of the 800 naira ticket, we don't know whether by omission or commission, the Lagos State government gave the ticketing job to the Agberos. You know, I was asking yesterday, who are these people collecting this money? Are they government agents or employees? Akintade says that they gave the job to the Agberos to collect cash on behalf of the government. We believe that the ticket should have been given to the local government authorities, but the reason they gave it to them is left to them. Our duty is to pay the ticket. But he then says that after collecting 800 naira ticket, these Agberos will still harass us. He gives an example. He says, for example, where I drive, after loading in their park, while going to my destination, there are 25 checkpoints on the road before I reach where I'm going, and I have to drop 100 naira or 200 naira at these checkpoints. After loading in their park, whatever they demand, we will give them. Like in my park, they collect 3 passengers' money out of our money. Before we load, there is what we call booking money. Oh, look, wow. That is 500. Remember, it is members of the public that pay for this eventually. We would like the Lagos State government to please respond to these allegations. The most important being is, are the people collecting these monies for the Lagos State parks, whatever, are they Agberos? Have they been employed? Are they registered agents? Are the tickets realized? These issues need to be addressed by the government. And I still maintain that, to me, it appears as if what I'm seeing here is some element of racketeering. There's no other name to call it. That's one of racketeering. The interview is full. It's a full page. And I'm going to have to tweak my time one of these days at 9 o'clock. I'll keep it. I need to go through this so that... For example, look at this question here. He's asked, he says, the Agberos said hunger will force drivers back to the street. How true is this? And he says, we put that into consideration. We know our people. But mind you, our eyes are open. All they are saying is just mere propaganda. During COVID-19, we were at home for more than a month and nobody died. This issue of Agberos is getting out of hand. We are gradually having an army of people consolidated, okay, that appear to be endorsed by the authorities and have no clear definition than to collect money on the road. The government needs to address these issues thoroughly, and I'd be more than glad to host somebody who would be willing to do that in the government, maybe the Commissioner for Finance or whatever. But this Punch publication, you must find it, is very, very weighty. I would like the government to respond to this.
Next. Right. Let's go on to the Punch, another story here. Stop harassing and extorting residents, Sanwo-Olu tells police officers. We had this also earlier on today.
Oh, yeah. There's so much harassment going on in our society by local government officials. You get reports of police extortion every blessed day. Every day you get reports. Today there was a music producer. They checked his balance and split the balance in his account into two. You know, these things going on. So the government here has warned the law enforcement agents against harassment and extortion of the public in their discharge of the duties. And I'm glad he has said that. But he needs to do more. He needs to make an example of certain persons. That is, you see, when you have laws, you have to enforce them. In enforcing them, you have to make an example. I remember during this same Oga Buhari's era, when he was military head of state, once there was a decree, they went all out to look for examples. I'm sorry to say this. I remember when Fela was arrested. It was an eye-opener for everybody. When you want to travel in those days, you shake your suitcase down to the bottom. If Fela could be arrested and prosecuted, rightly or wrongly, who would I be? And what they did was they planted from Supreme Headquarters, they planted people in the airport that even the customs and immigration didn't know about. So anytime somebody had an issue, they called Supreme Headquarters and that was it. It's enforcement, Excellency. It's not just by rhetoric, not just look for examples. There are enough examples for it. There is so much extortion at local government level, so much extortion everywhere, Agberu. Government officials, police, everybody is on the hustle. Yes, we know that there is poverty in the land, but we, the common people, are not the ones who are going to be making up for people who are badly paid in government service. You can't be taxing us legally and illegally.
To balance out your...
There's also a story here that says that Lagos urges toilet operators to end open defecation.
maybe that's the funniest thing I've heard.
I didn't know that you had toilet operators. What I thought was that the government would provide toilets.
Oh, there are
public toilets.
So in markets, there are public toilets, but in...
Where? Where's the public toilet in VA?
I don't know. I don't use public toilets, so I don't know.
No, if you had
but to. But I'm talking of the ones, if I had to use a restroom,
yes,
I'll go into a bank or a restaurant. I would be looking for a public. I would not even use a public toilet.
Talking seriously, we really don't have what you would call public toilets, except the celebrated one at Costain. There's one, they put a big signboard there. This is some policy, whatever. This was even during Fashion last time. And I said, how can you be celebrating the public toilet? You know, we really don't have that culture of public toilets. Maybe in the market.
Yeah, in the market. Then I also saw one inside the hospital, Igbobi. They have this place.
No, that's an Igbobi toilet now. That's not.
Yeah, but it's also public now.
No, that's
you
for that
pay
institution.
To use it. Oh, did we pay to use it?
But anyway, you've given people a tip. If you want to use the toilet, just go to the bank.
I thought that was common knowledge.
For the men... Oh, God bless.
No, you don't still do that.
God bless. I forgot to even pay my condolence to Admiral Reverend Omololu, who passed away. Mm-hmm. He was the one who told me one day, he said that Dimishu Mokwe, Dobatin Dagba, you need to put a bottle in your car. He told me. And I miss him so much. I miss him. He said, Dobatin Dagba, there are these special bottles. Buy one.
Well, I can understand that. But it's
rest in peace.
It's not that easy for women.
I know for women, that's another. I'm not putting my mouth in that one. Me of Fenosi. Let's go to the next story. Right. Enough about toilets.
Okay, from the Daily Trust today, 3 governors under our radar over stashed cash, EFCC chair saying. A lot of money will still be rolling in.
Now, this is from the Daily Trust, okay? And I'm surprised that it's not making front page news. They actually put it on page 4. And it says here, 3 7 state governors are being monitored over their moves to launder start billions of naira. Do you know what the EFCC said?
Mm-hmm.
The EFCC said they got notice that the governors want to pay salaries by cash.
Ah, Alagbari. Are you for real?
The governors want to pay the salaries by cash to move the money out. Okay, so the EFCC shouldn't give us any rhetoric. Give us facts.
Right.
Give us facts. And you know where to find cash. If a man, for example, takes a bullion van, I keep saying this thing. That example registers in my head. Nowhere in the world have I heard anything like that. You know, not even corporations, not even in the days when we were paid salaries in cash.
Yeah.
That you would find a bullion van. You know where to go. You don't need to go that far.
I also think that it's counterproductive that the EFCC announces these things.
Exactly.
Why not just wait for them to do it and catch
them? And then catch them.
And tell us after we caught them. Like, what is all this advert about?
Well, let me tell you. So you think that if these three governors read the trust...
Exactly.
They will go ahead with that plan.
I don't understand why they do this stuff.
I also don't think that people are going to be caught out. There is so much time. Like you said, in Buhari's time, it was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks. And maximum $7,000.
Yes.
The rest, go and look for what to do with it.
Look for what to do with it. Yeah, you know, this one, you've given enough notice until December. The watchmen are having a field day. You know, you can't get anything longer. Their hands are full. Oh, what it... You know?
If you don't get it, forget about it.
The EFCC also confirmed that there's a mad rush by some people to dispose of their stash funds by buying property. Who will sell property today and collect cash? Where will I take it?
Baba, they'll collect it too.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, all for?
Because there's still time.
There's time to wash it, yes.
Yes, there's still time. People will collect the money and...
And actually, if I go to the bank and I want to deposit...
Yeah.
Like 50 million or yes. something. For they asked me, where did you get this?
I sold property.
But nobody has answered the question I asked yesterday. The video that went viral, where somebody got 2003 mint notes from a bank teller.
You see, I said this since last week, since the CBN announced this thing, that yes. the banks will be culpable in moving of these monies, or bankers.
This is a good time to be a banker.
Actually, a lot of them will be making money off this of this racket. Yeah,
I should go and meet my friend Shaw Banker. I'm working on happen.
You know he would not do that, Abi.
He would deny.
Let's see our next story. Still staying with the pun today. More airlines suspend operations after Emirates. Again, we're back to the trapped funds, up to $700 million.
You know, somebody called my attention to what Sirika said. More or less saying that the airlines can go to hell. The federal government has
on top their own money.
I don't understand. I don't understand this government. In all honesty, now you here you are struggling every day to get what you call foreign investors, and access to your country is being blocked by sheer silliness. Did you understand what I'm saying? And both himself and the CBN governor totally became arrogant. The truth is, you have given all the foreign exchange to the wrong people. That's what it is. The dollars that you keep, don't forget that every time you see dollars all over the place by politicians and so on and so forth, the money has been changed. Somebody has put some naira down. How do these people access this money and you can't give money to the airlines? I hope somebody in future probes this government thoroughly. In all honesty, I hope they probe this government thoroughly in sometime in the future. Because what is going on is inexplainable. The airlines can't get their money. They are not here on a holiday. They increase airfares, you know, to discourage people from buying naira tickets. And you will not let them charge dollars for their tickets. If you don't want people to come to your country, so be it. Now, the Emirates they've closed shop. British Airways are dilly-dallying. And we have this idea, I've heard it in some quarters, that for some airlines, Nigeria is the most lucrative route. Don't deceive yourself. The world is getting larger and larger and more competitive. Look at what is happening in Gambia. All they can sell is tourism. So they have stepped up their act. Flights to Gambia now are the easiest from anywhere in the world, of course, except from Nigeria. We are becoming a pariah state, and our government officials get arrogant. I saw what Sirika said. Somebody called my attention to it. Says, hear what your Minister for Aviation said. I was ashamed. The government has put in place what? You don't even have a national airline. I don't know, honestly. Let's move on to the next one.
And my fear is where this is leading us. I mean, if we continue. Yes. And, you know, the problem with the dollar issue we've left basically unsolved. That's that we are very much reliant on the dollar.
The major problem, there is a racket going on.
There is.
Because how can you convince me that a government will sit back, allow you to buy dollars from the bank, legally or otherwise, at about three something.
And
when you can go and sell and market at it. Like the former Sanusi said. It's insane.
Actually.
It is insane. So if I have a friend in the central bank and I can get $2 million out of it, do you know how much I'm going to end up having? Yeah. And this can be done in 24 hours. Who runs a country like that?
Yeah, well, the main problem is that we're a very dollar reliant economy, right? So people need the dollars. I mean, and if again, you remember this bankers thing I've talked about, because also the bankers, they would deny this. If you have a friend that you can quickly serve some dollars, who will trade it and give you
there
a cut?
Is
you
won't nobody, give it to. There is nobody you will give an opportunity to make
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely.
Do you think that if a banker would give me $1 million at bank rate, I would say I don't want?
When I'll just give him a cut of it. And then
I'm not giving him any cuts. The truth, that is the truth. That is the reality.
Yeah, well, the reality is that people get cuts.
There is nobody given an opportunity to make a quick buck that will not do it. And that is what is going on. The CBN should publish the names of all the companies, the people behind them that have been allocated Forex.
Interestingly, is the people that actually need the money.
They don't
the
get dollars, it.
They don't get it. You know, really, really sad.
Second base, Jerry.
The second base is to go to Wike's River State.
Wike
is a very quite dramatic Wike, person.
No, there's more than drama involved. He has become so vindictive. If you're in the social media, Wike is saying something every day. What has he done now? He has revoked the COO of land allocated to former Senator Lee Imaiba at the golf course access of GRA. Why? Because the man has supported Atiku. Just as justice. It's become vindictive. He also has a running problem with Sekibo and a few other people. All those in the PDP who have decided, he says, because the Wiki set up, it took people from River State for his campaign council without making any reference to him. But you said you don't want to have anything to do with him. But Wiki should remember that he's not going to be a governor forever. Let me just leave it at that. He's not going to be a governor forever. Okay? And there is always payback time.
Absolutely.
Let him have his fun now. You know, let him end up. He has a point in some of the things that he's making. I'm not dismissing him totally. But the way he's going about it, he will get himself into trouble in the future. There's no doubt in my mind. But let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm not a prophet. I'm just looking at things, looking at history at a time, you know. And also, you remember the adage that talks about how power corrupts.
Absolutely. Let me take some comment from my Facebook and YouTube live feeds. Tony Madden says, Oga Jimmy, the issue of the bullion van for now is moral and not legal. There's no law that says the maximum amount of cash you can hold.
Well, I will need a lawyer. I will need a lawyer to any CBN, any authorities, most authorities all over the world will be interested in knowing why a man would have a bullion van, apparently full of money, of that kind of cash in his house. So it's not a moral issue. But it's just that we overlook these things. But let's leave it. If it's a moral issue, why are you running after the BDCs who have stash of Naira? Why are you doing that? You know, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's not make excuses. These are facts. Let's not talk. We are not talking about personalities. We are talking about issues here. In a country, in full view, televised. And when the man was asked, he said, is any money lost? It's his money. And this was during an election.
Yeah. All right, the next one. Akim from Ikwaja. I'm worried about the market leaders in Lagos asking market traders to submit their PVCs. We've dealt with this, many times. Why would anybody ask you to bring your PVC
I'm going to say it point blank because I don't know how to say it. The APC in Lagos needs to be very careful. A lot of them, maybe the party is not doing it, but they're doing a lot of things on their behalf. Harassing marketers, harassing this and that. What this does ultimately, you see, it's a lose-lose situation, in case you don't know. Because on the day of election, you would have built up animosity amongst these people's members. So you need to, it's not the best way to go ahead. They need to be careful. Harassing trader, harassing people, get PVC, do this. Are you going to follow them to the polling booth?
All right. And you should not give anybody your PVC. That's it. Now, we need to go now, but stick around because right after the news on the hour at 8 o'clock, I'll have joining me the studio members of the Tinubu Shettima campaign team. They'll be here to tell you why you should vote the APC in next year's election if you choose to do so.
Should I join you on that?
No, sir. Come on, be going home. Join the show. We'll be live on Facebook and YouTube.
I knew that was coming.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people? What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.